like and don't care what I do. Yeah, mama, what's I married to? Well, it ain't satisfaction, baby, don't care what I do. Make a music, stable down. Oh, brown skin woman will make a rabbit move the town. Oh, but a red black woman will make a music, stable down.
Listen to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Knight Blues.
Oh, you are my I went missing my woman for a whoop. Ain't nobody thought. Take you to your good girl home. Tell me why women in California why ride so long to be. Tell me why women in California why ride so long to be. While women and whiskey can make a fool out of me. They can lead me like a little ideal, only 7 weeks off. They can lead me like a little ideal that's only 7 weeks old. They can lead me to the water, shake my head, no, no, no. The longest train I ever rode was 79 cars long. Longest train I ever rode was 79 coaches long. But if the man had seen me around the mountain, I'd have been gone. I was on my way to California, where I so long to be. I was on my way to California, where I ride so long to be. Honey, I'm from Missouri, you have to side me.
Trouble in the land, you're gonna need my help someday. start to messing around. I said, oh, gal, stop your crazy ways. There's trouble in the land. You're gonna need my help someday. All right, pick up that slack, gal.
'78 Spinning Down. We just heard Lead Belly with Leaving Blues, recorded in 1939. It's off '78 RAV 202 from the Hot Jazz Club of America label. Before Lead Belly was Kokomo Arnold with Set Down Gal from 1937. He was recording there with Petey Wheatstraw on the piano. Odo Virgil with Bad Notion Blues from 1935. And the show began with Sunhouse's My Black Mama Part 1 from 1930. You're listening to KDVS in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris. This is Dark Knight Blues. Phone number here is area code 530-754-KDVS or 752-2777. I'd like to play three recordings that were recorded on the air quite a while ago. The first two are the Dzurek Singers, and I'm not sure if you heard the show that I last played the Dzurek Singers on, but they're these amazing vocalists. They're yodelers, and I only had one recording of them, and a friend of mine was kind enough to send me some more. So these are the only, as I promised the last time, if I found any more, I'd play them. So these are the other two recordings I have now from the Dzurek Singers. This is live on the Checkerboard Squares radio show. It's from the 1930s or 1940s, I can't be sure. Let me just turn this. There we go. It sounds better. Got some feedback coming from my record player. And after After the Dzurik Singers, we'll listen to Uncle John Patterson with Ben, and, Entrekin with Billy in the Low Ground from the 40s or 50s from WLBB Radio. I hope you enjoy this. Let's start with the first track from the Dzurik Singers.
Friends, it's the Cackle Sisters with one of your favorite old Southern breakdowns, Old Dan Tucker.
I come to town the other night, I hear the noise in a peaty fight. He watched him, he was running around, says, Old Dan Tucker's coming to town. So get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. I did eat a little bit of Old Dan and I, we done fall out, and what do you think it was all about? He bowed my old setting hen and never fetched her back again. So get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Old Dan, he was a fine old man, he washed his face in a frying pan, he combed his hair with a wagon wheel and died of a toothache in the heel. So get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. I'd eat a little day.
Thank you. Thank you, Cackle Sisters.
This is WLBB Radio in Carrollton, Georgia, 1100 on your radio dial.
Ben, why you on that fiddle over there? James on the guitar, Joe on the other guitar, and I'm on the bag. Let's get that old tune called Baby in the New Ground. Thank you.
laughs at night, and a wavy black was her hair. He courted her both night and day, till I married the deed agree. But when he came to get her parents' consent, they said it could never be. She threw herself in Willie Moore's arms, as all time had done before. But little did he think, when they parted that night, sweet Anna, he would see no more. Disappeared in the way no tongue could tell. Sweet Annie was loved far and near, had friends most all around, and in the little brook before the cottage door, the body of sweet Annie was found. She was taken by friends and carried to her parents' room, and there she was dressed in a shroud of snowy white and laid in a lowly tomb. Her parents now were left alone, one mourn and the other weep, and in a grassy mound before the cottage door, the body of sweet Anna still sleeps. This song was composed in the flowery west by a man you may never have seen. Oh, I tell you his name, but it is not in full. His initials are J.R.D.
I'm the sheriff.
Well, I'll tell you who I am and where I'm from. I'm from Princeton in Missouri, and I'm known from coast to coast. I'm Calamity Jane, the big hurricane, and I've never been known to boast.
Why, tell us something about yourself.
I'll tell you a thing or two. It was really me that pinched the Pope from Dangerous Dan McGrew. I'm Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane?
I blazed the trail and rode the plane. Fast on the draw, don't care for the law. I'm the famous Calamity Jane. Well, how about a little game of poker, Sheriff?
All right. I'll play you one hand of showdown. You deal.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, what you got?
I got 4 aces.
Say, you ain't playing on the square, Sheriff. That ain't the hand I dealt you. When it comes to playing poker, I invented that there game.
Why, I hear you won more money than Uncle Sam can claim.
And I broke 1,000 hearts of men, and I broke up barrooms, too. I could make short work of 12 dames, like the lady that's known as Lou. I'm Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane?
I blazed the trail and rode the plane. You bet I can wreck any sandpaper neck. I'm the famous Calamity Jane.
How about a little drink, Jane?
All right. Do you run this here saloon, Sheriff?
Yes, I do.
Well, what do you charge for a drink?
75 cents and $1 a drink.
Why, have you got 2 brands?
No. 75 cents if I pour it, And a dollar if you pour it.
Well, you better pour it, Sheriff.
All right.
Well, here's how. When it comes to drinking liquor, I can take a dozen men and drink them under the tables and up on the chairs again. And if I haven't got a corkscrew, I never give a snatch. Why, I just bite off the neck of the bottle and I'll throw it right down the hatch. I'm Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane.
I blazed the trail and rode the plane. Don't give a hang for the sheriff's whole gang. I'm the famous Calamity Jane. Whoopee!
Say, you're pretty tough, ain't you?
Well, I'm so tough, I'm afraid to sleep with myself.
You must have been the meanest brat when you were just a kid.
You can look right in the graveyard at some of the things I did. And when it comes right down to fighting, well, I'm known in every place. I can throw a steer in less than batting, spit in a wildcat's face. I'm Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane.
I blazed the trail and rode the plane.
You're pretty tough.
I'm tougher than tough. I'm the famous Calamity Jane. Whoopee!
Eight hands of them, cigarettes. Good. Bingo. Bad corner. I wouldn't marry a black gal, I'd say reason why. She got so many biscuits, make them biscuits fly. Ha ha. Oh, Liza. Oh, Liza. Oh, Liza, dance. Good. Get there before I do. Who's up the Liza Jane? Oh, Liza. Oh, Liza. Oh, Liza. Oh, Liza Jane. Swingle. Come on in.
We just heard Pete Harris singing Square Dance Calls or Little Liza Jane, recorded in 1934. It's from a compilation in the Deep River of Songs series called Black Texicans, Balladeers, and Songsters of the Texas Frontier. Before Pete Harris was Vernon Dalhart with Adeline Hood singing Calamity Jane from 1926. That's from an unknown record source. I got that off archive.org, which is a rare 78 collection. Willie Moore with R.D. Burnett. Singing R.D. Burnett from 1927. Uncle Joe Patterson with Ben Entrekin with Billy in the Low Ground. That was recorded sometime in the late 40s or all the way through the 50s. I couldn't confirm that, but that's on WLBB Radio, as well as the Dzurek Sisters, also later known as the Cackle Sisters, for their habit of imitating crows or roosters when they were singing and yodeling. They're incredible, and any more recordings I find of them, I'll put on this show. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. If you'd like to call the station here, the phone number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. So I have an interesting thing here for the hokum of this evening. You may be familiar with Helen Kane, who was a popular singer in the 1920s. The character of Betty Boop was based solely upon her, although she never really saw any royalties from it. So, first I'd like to play your Hokum tune, which is Coot Grant and Kid Wilson. These two vaudevillian black singers and eventually a couple. And then I'd like to play you Helen Kane, and then we'll go back to Coot Grant and Kid Wilson, who've written a song sort of patronizing Helen Kane and making fun of her, so it's pretty interesting. We'll start with your Hokum tune, which is Come On Coot, Do That Thing, recorded in 1925.
In your town.
But I'm the baby that turned there, dampers down. Now when I walk into that hall, you can hear everybody's fall.
What they say?
Come on, Coot, and do that thing. Put on your boots and you do that thing. You get yourself all up in a hump. You do the funny dance just like the old folks, honey, do that thing. Now don't you change. Now you slap your hands from side to side. You're getting way down and then you rise. Now if you got an idea, let it ring. Cause I can do that thing. What I mean, I can do that thing.
Now he likes a saxophone. I saxophone, but he likes a saxophone. That's my weakness now. He likes those rainy days, and I never cared for a rainy day, but he likes a rainy day. That's my weakness now. Oh, let it rain, let it fall. 'Cause I think he knows just what it's raining for. He likes a long good night, and I never had a long good night, but he likes a long good night. So that's my weakness now. And he likes ba-da-da-da, and I never can ba-da-da-da, but he likes a ba-da-da-da. So that's my weakness now. And he likes ba-da-da-da-da, and I never can ba-da-da-da-da, but he likes ba-da-da-da. So that's my weakness now. What more? What more? Oh, I think he knows what ba-da-da is for. He likes ba-da-da-da. I never can ba-da-da-da-da, but he likes a ba-da-da-da. So that's my weakness now. That's my weakness now.
I know a gal named City Walk. She's always exercising her vocal cords. She wants to be a yodel like Helen Kane, but she always sings the same old strain. Morning, night, and noon, you could hear her sing this tune. She goes boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo, nothing but the same old song. Boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo, she yodeling all day long. She slips down off of her stoop, and like a broken horse, boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo. The doctor said she done boo-boo-doo-doo too much. Boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo, she yodeled it all day long. Boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo, nothing but the same old song. Boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo, she yodeled it all day long. She got married to old George Quinn, the boop, 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 all the two fat twins. Boo-doo-bee-doo, boo-doo-bee-doo, she yodels it all day long.
Woo, that playing that guitar. Well, if that don't sound like a Lonnie Donkin Glory.
Thank you. papa cause he hate that how. She's a bad girl. She's a bad girl. Take toilet soap and water, baby, for the change of smell. I got a new girl, she's long and tall. She can shake the shimmy from wall to wall. She's a bad girl. She's a bad girl. Take toilet soap and water, baby, for the change of smell. She's a bad girl. She's a bad girl. Take toilet soap and water, baby, for the change of smell.
They come to three, four to change their clothes. Flying crow leaving for Apple. Why they come to three, four to change their clothes. They'll take water and tax the counter, and for Ashtown they'll keep on through. 25 minutes on evening for a cup of coffee and a slice of cake. 25 minutes on evening for a cup of coffee and a slice of cake. Flying crew is headed for Kansas City, and boy, she just won't wait. Yon she goes, she's gone home with a red and green light behind. She's gone home with a red and green light behind. Well, now the red means trouble, and the green means a rambling mind. Well, I hate to hear that Bell farmer when he toned his bell. I rang him a long time.
We just heard the Black Ivory King, real name's Dave Alexander, recording The Flying Crow in 1937. I noticed in that recording that there's a verse that is remarkably similar to a verse from Robert Johnson's Love in Vain Blues, recorded from the same year. In fact, I've never heard anyone reference that verse that year or earlier. What's even more interesting is that their recording sessions were both River Callion and were only about 4 months apart. That's Dave Alexander's and Robert Johnson's, and also that Dave Alexander's was earlier. So that's pretty interesting, seeing as we know Robert Johnson listened to records. Who knows which way that line went. Anyway, before that was the Mississippi Sheiks with She's a Bad Girl, recorded between 1931. And then Coot Grant and Kid Wilson with Leola B. Pettigrew on vocals, singing Boop Boop A Doop, Boop Poop A Doop, from 1931. That's making fun of the Helen Kane catchphrase that made her so popular. If you notice, there's a lot of history in that, too. Besides that, she called out in the middle, give me that Lonnie Johnson guitar. But that wasn't, in fact, Lonnie Johnson in the session. That was Bernard Addison on the guitar. Before that was Helen Kane herself with That's My Weakness Now, recorded in 1928, just 3 years earlier. And Coot Grant and Kid Wilson, again, this time singing themselves with Come On Coot, Do That Thing, recorded in 1925. That's off the first disc of their complete recorded works. I read an interesting story about them, which is that they were both in the vaudeville scene, Coot Grant being the female lead, Kid Wilson the pianist, and also male lead vocals. And Kid was playing piano for Coot Grant's one of her performances, or one of her rehearsals, and she tripped and fell into his arms while he was playing, and he exclaimed quickly that he was going to marry her. And then I think about 7 years later, they actually got married. So that's a story with them. Her name's Coot Grant, after her nickname is Cute. And I guess her next-door neighbor, that was her mom's nickname, and her next-door neighbor used to pronounce it Coot. Another interesting fact about that is that Louis Armstrong, before his breakthrough with the Hot Five, was playing cornet on that recording. And according to Grant and Wilson, he was underappreciated by Paramount, so much so that they weren't going to credit his playing on the record at all. But Coot Grant and Kid Wilson insisted that they do so. So there's some history on that. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. Like to call the studio, the phone number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. I'm going to play some spirituals now, starting off with two different Jubilee quartets singing songs about World War II. But let's have some announcements first. So after this.
For those who suffered losses from Hurricane Katrina, you may be eligible for specific tax relief. If you had a property loss in the hurricane, you may be able to deduct the entire amount from your federal income tax without the usual exclusion of the first 10% of your income. You can deduct your losses on this year's federal tax return or last year's, whichever gives you the best tax break. You can also make withdrawals from certain types of retirement accounts like IRAs and 401ks without paying tax penalties on the withdrawal. And you may be able to get your property taxes reduced, depending on the county or parish you live in. Check out what's possible with the Internal Revenue Service, your state tax authority, and your local assessor's office.
Choose to give a holiday gift to the planet by supporting a local reserve. Quail Ridge Reserve began as a grassroots project and has evolved into a cooperative venture involving Quail Wilderness Conservancy, the Land Trust of Napa County, and the UC Natural Reserve, among others. This protected peninsula on Lake Berryessa is truly a natural treasure, which bears, mountain lions, deer, and many species of birds and butterflies call home. A holiday campaign to purchase a parcel for a future visitor center is nearly 70% complete. Your gift will go to a reserve which will be protected for generations to come. To find out more, call 530-758-1387. Donations may be sent to QRWC at 25344 County Road 95, Davis, California 95616. That number once again is 530-758-1387.
There are many ways to measure success. For the Shriners, it's the nearly 700,000 children with orthopedic and burn problems that they've helped. This is Ricardo Montalban. For over 80 years, the Shriners have provided state-of-the-art medical care to kids all over North America, totally free of charge. There is a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Oh, what a time. Oh, what a time. Oh, my Lord, thank you, what a time. Oh, yes, what a time. In 1941, the Second World War had just begun. Oh, Hitler from Berlin stretched out his paw, brought the European country into war. Hitler himself, such a mighty man, he says he's gonna rule that no man land. He told his men that you need not fear, for me, myself, gonna be the engineer. Oh, what a time. Oh, what a time. Thinking what a time. Oh, yes, yeah, what a time. Friend, you have a little patience. Let me tell you the new. The first thing he done, he put out the Jew. The next thing he done to the European land, took all the nation under his command. Now she and France began to fight. Took beautiful Paris late one night. Then old Great Britain got trouble in mind. Went to force and men on the firing line. Oh, what a time. Oh, what a time. Saying what a time. Oh, yeah, what a time. To the European country, set out the cry for the USA to send supply. Our ships got loaded, they started crawl. The next news we heard of a vessel below. They called the American to get this plea. How dreadful Hitler trying to rule the sea. They sent him a message right from the throne, saying you better leave our vessel alone. Oh, what a time.
Oh,
what a time.
Oh, my Lord.
Saying what a time. Oh, yeah, what a time. Oh, what a time,
my Lord.
Oh, what a time,
my Lord.
Thank you, what a time. Oh, yeah, hey, what a time. Sets were humming, they waited for a word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard.
Look below, there's a field over there.
and our trust in the Lord. Come in.
In on the wing and the breath.
This time, another year, I may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, good Lord, how long? Come this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long? Preacher, this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long? Gambler, this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long? Robber, this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long? Murdered this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long? Liar, this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long? Peacebreaker, this time, another year, you may be gone to some lonesome graveyard, oh Lord, how long?
That was the Reverend Edward Claiborne, also known as the Guitar Evangelist, singing This Time Another Year You May Be Gone, recorded in 1928. Also the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer, recorded in 1943. And not to be confused with the Golden Jubilee Quartet, who also sang What a Time from the same year, which was, in fact, a field recording, and the Golden Jubilee Quartet is almost completely unknown, while the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet was very famous and successful, and released, I think, probably six discs of complete works at this point. So we have time for one more song, and then please stay tuned for Jack Wright. He'll be playing some metal for you, and he knows what he's doing. The last track I'm going to play for you is Charlie Patton's I Shall Not Be Moved, which I think fits in well with all this stuff. It was recorded in 1929. So thank you for listening to Dark Knight Blues, another quarter, and have a good night.
pretty baby, what up? I shall not be moved. Oh, just, I shall not be moved. Let it be played by the wild. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Let it be played by the wild. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Oh, turn back. I shall not be moved. Like a feet inflated by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Like a feet inflated by the water.